You can stop pinching yourself. It's real. Trump is saving America. It happened. It was not. It was not a dream. And for the left, it was, well, I guess it's a nightmare for you. I don't know.
Maybe we're getting over a four-year nightmare.
There you go. It doesn't matter. We're all going to look for unity. We're going to be uplifting. We want the whole country to succeed, not just bits and pieces. Rich people, poor people, middle of the road people, we want everybody to win. And you know what? That's exactly the way that Trump is approaching it. It's exactly the way he has approached it.
But what if they're different? What if they're a different color, Bob? How about those people? What if they're those different people? You know, I mean,
because
he's supposed to be a racist.
Talk about where brainwashing still took effect. I mean, took effect early on, and they expanded from there. They go, you know, if we can brainwash black people and say you should vote Democrat only, why can't we do the same thing with, like, school kids? So when they grow up and they get ready to vote, yeah, we can get them. And not just the black ones, we can tell all the white kids they should feel bad for being white, that they're the oppressors. Yeah, let's give that a shot.
Privilege.
Thank goodness. Thank the good Lord, literally, that, yes, that, that the side of good has prevailed. With that, saying that all Republicans are awesome people, we're all flawed. Mm-hmm. But who seems to be putting America first? Trump and many Republicans seem to be putting America first. Who was not putting America first? Biden and Harris. It was painfully obvious. When you've got all this money to give to people that you've invited in illegally, you've looked the other way, you've invited them in, you've given them plane tickets and stuff, and then you have plenty of money to help them when they get here, but you've got veterans sleeping on the streets. That is just simply unacceptable. Unacceptable. And I think the American people realized that and said, no, this just isn't right. Why are they putting these other people ahead of American citizens? Why are they bringing so many people in that are not vetted properly, that they're bringing in convicted murders and rapists? Why would you do that if you love America? The bottom line is, you wouldn't. And enough people have realized that. But there's still going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth. Amid President-elect Donald Trump's victory, The Daily Show host Jon Stewart scorched media and poll analysts for being wrong, not only in this election, but across recent decades. After what was frequently considered a dead heat election, Trump won a commanding victory over Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. Late on election night, Stewart noted that while the results were still coming in, pollsters already appeared to be some of this election's biggest losers. I do want to very quickly send a quick message to all the pollsters, the election pollsters. And he says something, profanity and an action word. It's not nice. Okay. It's not nice. It's not, you would never say that in front of your mom for sure. And I don't ever want to blankety blank hear from you again. I don't ever want to hear we've corrected the overcorrection. Yeah. And he really made a big deal of it. I get it. I get it. Lefties are emotional. Clearly he showed that, but what does it matter? What were we saying all along? Doesn't matter what the polls say, whether they're against Trump or for Trump. We didn't care. We had a job to do, and we did it. And, yeah, we knew it was going to be tight. They told us it was going to be tight. We believed it probably would be tight. There was, I know, within me and my gut, it was like secretly I was like, it's going to be a huge landslide. It's going to be huge. But the cheating thing I was concerned about, that was probably the biggest thing. Could we overcome that? And so anyway, things turned out for the best. But you're going to be mad at the pollsters? Jon Stewart, you either voted or you didn't.
Right.
And you told all of your friends to vote, knowing that all your friends are the, you know, the lefty weirdos. And it didn't work out for you. But you feel like What, they misled you? Because you would have given more money if you'd known it was not that close?
Right.
What would you have done differently if you knew that Kamala was going to get, you know, she was going to get whooped? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Hollywood, good morning.
Hooray for Hollywood. No, I'm just teasing. I actually have two things. First of all, when Trump gave his acceptance speech, I was so thankful that he thanked God for saving his life so that he could be there to help save America. So I was very grateful for that. The other thing, I have a question for you guys. There's the thousands of immigrants that are heading toward the border. Is there anything that Trump can do right now to, you know, prevent that, close down the borders? Anyway, God bless you guys, and God bless America.
Right on, Hollywood. I don't think he's the president-elect. That privies him to information at the highest level of secrecy that has to do more with national security than anything else as far as doing anything domestically, unless somehow the case can be made, and it'd have to be made behind closed doors, that it is a matter of national security, which, of course, it is. But can you force, it would be Joe Biden, can you force him to act? No, probably not.
I mean, he's invited to the White House to have a chat. Maybe they'll talk about that.
You know, and maybe they can strike some kind of a deal. Hey, look, don't worry about Hunter. You know, I'm going to give him immunity. And but you need to get this border thing under control. It's possible.
Yeah.
Let's go to Donnie. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, I heard John Stewart go off a little bit. You know, my brother, same way, blaming the pollsters. Now, set aside that Iowa poll from the Des Moines Register that came out at the very end. I've never seen polling do a better job. He won every one of those swing states by a fraction of a percentage, which is what all the polling was telling us. We all knew it was going to be a margin of error. That's why it was real important to get out and vote. I think they nailed it.
And you know what? I'm not going to defend pollsters, but let's just say when many of the polls were taken, maybe it really was neck and neck, and maybe there was a lot of people that were going to sit on the sidelines and said, you know what? I want to sit this one out. I don't like either candidate, but I see more at stake than just a personality thing, and so I'm going to jump up and vote. I mean, that is possible, but we've always said the Trump voters are going to be underestimated.
Sure.
Many of them don't talk about it out loud. You know, it's a cultural thing. If you live in the black community, you can't. Can you imagine? I mean, Alachua County, what a great example of that. There is a lot of pressure on you to support your Democrat candidates. I mean, that's been very much instilled, shall we say, in the community, and very difficult to break away from. But, yep. And then Kamala with her concession speech really had a chance to leave. You know, what's your last impression? It could have been a pretty good one. She could have really made a great concession speech. She chose instead to be resistant, really resistant. Yeah. And it could have been done better.
It could.
Definitely.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? It's 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. That means it's time for What's Bugging You, a time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, call now, 877-975-9825.
The Blame Game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 6, let's say it's 7:21. Yeah, I've got the correct time. Thank you for supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So they said that this election that he is only the second one to win two non-consecutive
terms,
right. So can he run for a third term?
No.
Because he's the only one in history that has won three times and what is going to do two terms.
Well.
But my thing, too, is we got J.D. Vance, and my 2028 ticket is J.D. Vance and Ron DeSantis.
There you go. I think a lot of people are going to echo that.
It was on this date, 1944, though, FDR won his fourth term.
Was it really four?
Four, yeah.
Wow. Because we're in a time of war. Yeah. That's, and then we changed the law after that, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? You know, day one, Trump wants to get rid of all the illegals, and he should. But he's got to get rid of the traitors first, Bob. And we're talking about the Hunter Biden, the 51 dishonorable former intel agencies. Those security clearances have got to be revoked, and those people need to be standing tall in front of the man. Unless we start getting rid of and cleaning out, just like Bannon's been saying on the War Room, unless you get that DOJ and you get the FBI and all these alphabet soup agencies, and you've got to clear that thing out, then you start going for Department of Homeland Security, then you get rid of these people. I really hope he doesn't come in here and start just saying, well, all is forgiven, because it's not. These people are seditionists, and they're bordered on traitorous, and we've got to remove that cancer. And I hope
And there's the enemy we see and that we know of, and then there's the enemy we don't see so much of, and all that has to be hopefully effectively dealt with, agreed. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I don't watch The View, but I've watched it twice. And once was after the results of the 2016 election, and I watched it yesterday. And those women are insane. And there was a lady on there. I don't know her name because I don't watch the show. But I know Whoopi and I know Behar. That's it. But she said that the reason we lost this election, the reason they lost this election, is because of uneducated white women. So that's racism right there. And she didn't mention the fact that 25% increase in black men voting for Trump. You know, she left that out of the equation. And then she had to come back after the break and correct herself. And someone told her, you can't be saying that kind of stuff. And she said, well, when I said uneducated white men, I meant women, white women that don't have a degree, college education. So, you know, the elitism and the racism is alive in this country. And it's on their side. And, you know, maybe on the other side, too. But there's division in this country, and hopefully Trump can bring this all together.
Well, a lot of it is division of the elite leaders, like you say, the talking heads and those in government. But I'm not sure all of the clearly all the people don't buy into that. And hopefully those voices will be diminished as people begin to realize they have no credibility vis-a-vis the outcome of the election. Let's hope. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is we're about to face the next 60 days of the not just the lame duck, but it's the lamest duck presidency of non-productivity in American history. Nothing's going to happen effectively for the next 60 days until Trump's in office. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Lima. What's bugging you?
The corruption and incompetence of Arizona and New Mexico, or Nevada, that still has not been able to get all of their votes in and counted, like the rest of the country.
Yep, and they resisted attempts to try to give them, you know, a better system and to kind of remake the way they do things, and they would have none of it. So, yeah, that's... that, you know, they've got some work ahead of them, but they have to be willing to do that. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I've been seeing all these people, and I happen to know a lady, an intelligent lady, and they think, I don't know where they get this from, but they actually think that now that Trump won, they're going to be killed Are they going to be put in prison or some kind of camp? They literally believe this, and I don't know where they get this from. I've never seen Trump say anything like that. I've never heard any Republican say anything like that. I just don't know where they're getting it from. If you go on YouTube, you can see all kinds of videos. These people are screaming and crying, and they think they're going to, they literally think they're going to be killed.
Yeah, no, they got that from, well, the so-called talking heads or whatever. Yep. That said that, yeah, you're going to be put in concentration camps and all that. And unfortunately, those people don't look for any other sources of information, and so they believe it. It's very sad. And like you say, mm-hmm. Yeah, even ordinarily what you would consider an intelligent person, it can happen to them too. We see it. Sherry, what's bugging you?
Good morning. I got up so excited yesterday morning, turned on Sky Radio to hear what was going on. And, of course, I was very, very happy. And I decided, well, maybe I better go ahead and get my Trump signs down. So I went out there, and guess what?
They were gone.
Stole them, yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was so ticked. I like to keep them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're yours and your property, mm-hmm. And that's a crime. You're not supposed to be doing that.
No.
Pizza Man, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, Greg and Bob. One of the things that I noticed right away was that the Democratic Party decided that how they're going to handle the next issues with the Republicans is they're going to start the resistance.
Yeah, you could kind of get that. You could glean that from Kamala's so-called concession speech. We'll dig into that coming up as well. Thanks so much for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Maury County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Plenty of stuff to talk about between now and then as well as you continue to listen to 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Came in Steinhatchee with wind gust up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Yeah, pump it up, man. Air is fresher. Life is good. All right, it is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Radiant Credit Union, severe weather update. Tracking Hurricane Raphael. 7 a.m. numbers came out, and you've got maximum sustained winds still at 105 miles an hour. Movement slowing down just a bit. Northwest at 9 miles an hour. And so it is north of Cuba and almost directly to the west of the Dry Tortugas, heading away from the Dry Tortugas. In other words, it looks like it is headed toward northern Mexico at this point, the coastline there. Of course, these things could change. A lot of the models have it shifting even further south than that. We'll continue to follow it. It's what we do.
Well, if it goes away from the Dry Tortugas, then they will actually probably be more dry.
Hmm.
So that actually makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does.
Very logical thinking there, Bob.
You've got Iran. Their response?
Ooh.
They're going, USA, USA. No, they're going more like, they are the devil.
Yeah.
After President-elect Trump's victory, this is from Fox News, Iran must now prepare to contend with a man that it's been trying to assassinate for years. Tehran had reportedly been interfering in the U.S. election on behalf of Kamala Harris. But with former Trump's win, the regime will have to prepare for a U.S. leader who is, at the very least, a wild card. Huh.
Somebody who won't be dropping pallets of cash on a runway, I'm sure.
Might be dropping something somewhere. On Wednesday, the Telegram channel of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, its military force, posted a video threatening to kill Trump. It ended with footage of a bloodied Trump and the words, "We will finish the job."
Hmm.
And they have to be terrified that the presidential candidate they tried to kill has just won the election. That's according to one Iranian expert at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. And the regime knows it can ill afford more economic shocks. Even the return of maximum pressure alone to the Islamic Republic is going to cause major, major economic problems. Apparently, their currency has tanked to an all-time low, and that occurred actually Wednesday, right after Trump clinched victory. So they've got challenges there. And you know what? That's a good thing. We want them to have trouble economically. They'll have less money to spend on their proxies in the war that they're, you know, raging in both Gaza and in Lebanon. You know, with the likes of Hamas and Hezbollah, that they fund, Iran funds it. So the more we can hurt them economically, the better really it is for, well, the rest of the Middle East and probably the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then they also would have difficulty funding furthering their nuclear ambitions. All right. But we'll see how that goes. But we also, you know, the people around the president have to be extremely vigilant.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Iran is in the terrorism business, you know, and they can, you know, they can look at resumes and through the thousands of, you know, bad folks, murders that they have working for them. You know, I'm sure they could find some folks that could try to pull something off. And if you saw how the Secret Service failed so miserably in Butler, man. Pennsylvania, unfortunately, you know, the task may not be as difficult as it should be. I don't even like talking about that, but it is the nature of the beast. And then, as an earlier caller said, they had conversations with normally intelligent people, intelligent woman, I think he referenced, talked about, oh, they're going to hurt us, they're going to kill us, or something like that. You know, listen to this. Donald Trump's presidency marked the end of American democracy and a return to autocracy, according to former MSNBC, shocker, security analyst Malcolm Nance, who blamed Americans for having voted for a dictatorship where loads of people will die, warning of free hunting season for blacks with immunity for white cops. No, that's not divisive.
No.
He voted for the party of the uniters,
can't
clearly.
We all just get along.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
And he said Muslims and Latinos will definitely, in all caps, definitely die.
You mean the ones who came out in support of him, the Muslims and the Latinos?
No, not them.
Oh, different ones.
Well, I don't know if they can tell the difference. This is meant to scare everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll definitely die in mass deportation and roundups. And camps. I mean, okay, here's the thing. He gets free speech.
Yeah.
He gets now, these are very damaging words. Maybe one could make a case there. But, okay, so there's free speech. But wouldn't it be great if somebody who's going to talk and do it with a sense that he is going to try to make people very fearful and maybe even panicky. You know, this is close to yelling fire in a theater. It really is. Now, rather than squelch his free speech, let him say it, but shouldn't there be something that you can do after the fact? If Trump does not do these things that he is scaring people about, can there be something? I mean, you would think naturally, well, he's an author. Well, there goes his credibility. Who would read his books?
They still do.
But unfortunately, they would.
It still gets contracts.
And so I'm not saying squash the speech, you know, but when the speech is clearly done, and what is his basis for that? Trump was already president for 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't remember any kind of concentration camps. And in fact, if anybody wanted encampments and hold people down, it was the cuckoo crazies pushing for the vax and the COVID scare tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had written another one just in case things went south. He's referring to another one, a fiery emergency article. He's writing an emergency article expressing alarm, portraying the election result as the death of American democracy to his over 1 million followers. He's got 1 million people that follow this guy.
Can we get him fact-checked the way they do Republicans during debates?
Please. Does that ever happen?
No.
Once again, the death of American democracy. It's like, you have 1 million followers. You're some kind of author. Somehow you got a gig at MSNBC, whatever. And you don't understand that this is a constitutional representative republic. It is not a democracy. It never has been, for good reason. Mm-hmm. Because what he's referring to would be like a mob rule thing. Yeah. Can you imagine if we had mob rule after 9/11? What do you think would have happened to Muslims in this country?
Right.
They would have not been good, uh-huh. whether that's right or fair. Of course, it's not right or fair. But if you had mob rule, which is what a democracy is, those people and their individual rights, they wouldn't have individual rights. They'd say, we're so sorry, you're part of the minority. We can do whatever we want to you.
That's like Obama with his, you know, elections have consequences kind of mentality.
Well, yeah. Yeah, like we've been given a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great map that shows, and it explains, because, you know, you got people in Alachua County want to see the Electoral College go away, how that if it were a pure democracy across all of our states, basically 12 to 15 cities would determine the rest of the country.
Which is exactly why they designed the Electoral College to mm-hmm. not have concentration of power centered like that in any one state, right. or in this case, individual large cities, making the rules for everyone.
I forget which talking head it was the other day had the bright comment that, you know, the Electoral College was our founding fathers' version of voter suppression.
But, you know, nobody understands... you know, the Constitution, like somebody who just recently gave a speech. Listen to this.
In our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
I choked the first three times I heard that. I did. We owe our loyalty to the Constitution. Kamala Harris, an expert on the Constitution.
Yeah.
Wonders never cease. Constitution, huh? Of all the things she could have said, really?
Yeah.
I think the speechwriters are having a little fun, too.
Oh, man, because that's, boy.
Because they're out the door. So they're like, yep, we're going to have us a little couple of inside pokes and jokes going on.
Let's make her say this. It'll be awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we've got a lot more coming up, more to talk about. Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek will be in the house at 8:05. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yowza! Pump it up. Man, if you're not pumped up now, you ain't American. You ain't American.
I love it.
Man, I've been walking on sunshine. I've been walking on air. I don't know. Love is like oxygen, and I'm feeling the love.
Wow, you're naming all these songs.
Yeah.
But see, we're walking on sunshine. The other side, they feel like they're
walking on broken glass.
I knew that was tucked away in your little musical file.
You sure did, didn't you?
I did.
Hey, we're going to usher in a new era.
Usher?
Usher. Okay. So we're ushering in a new era. What am I talking about?
I have no idea.
Usha Vance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ushering.
See, she's not like top of mind for me yet, I guess, because we don't really see that much of her.
We haven't. Usha Vance, set to become the first Indian American second lady in the White House. Vance, who is the daughter, meaning Usha, of Indian immigrants, will also be the first Hindu second lady. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance credited his beautiful wife for making it possible to do this after the big win. See, he doesn't hate women.
No, I bet
he loves his wife.
And she's smart. I mean, they met in school and all, so she's probably a strong, intelligent woman.
Yep. And they've got three beautiful kids. Yep. And, I think that I thought from the get-go that he was a great pick.
Oh, yeah.
A great
absolutely.
Pick. And I know there were some detractors, and there was about experience and age, et cetera. I said, no, man. This guy is wise beyond his years. Plus, he's extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. Plus, he served his country. I mean, and he started out by being poor.
Had nothing.
And
nothing.
And to me, he embodies. He literally embodies the American dream. He's lived. Mm-hmm. He's living the American dream. You're a poor kid surrounded by alcoholism and meth heads, you know, in the foothills of the Appalachians. Your odds of doing well in life are very much against you. Mm-hmm. But against the odds, he rose and he tried and he never gave up. And to me, that means he's got something special. He's made up of something special, and I think we should be extremely pleased that he is going to be our vice president.
Well, we were talking earlier, even just off air, it's like, you know, as we go through 4 years of this next administration, I mean, what a great VP to have, because a lot of times, as we've talked, they kind of get stuck in the back, they get some busy work, they become a czar of a border. Well, anyway, other than that, this is a guy that Donald Trump can send out on any mission, and it's going to get accomplished.
There you go.
I mean, you watch him in any of the interviews when they've tried to put him on the spot.
Well, and you know what that did? Not only did that bode well for him personally and how he was perceived and had to change perceptions because of the mainstream media and the lies, but it also, by contrast, showed just how awful that Kamala was in answering questions or non-answers, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they tried to put him on the spot, and he had no fear of the mainstream media, and he answered. He had the information quickly at hand, and not like it was drummed into him by rote, and that it's he knew the information. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, that was kind of a big thing that may not get talked about as much as it should. So his wife, Usha, that's who we're talking about. And that, like I said, they've got three kids. They've been married since 2014. Let's see, 6, 4, and 2-year-old. And before law school, J.D. Vance's wife received a bachelor's degree in history from Yale and a master's in philosophy from the University of Cambridge. Yeah, she's no dodo.
No.
Yeah. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, good morning.
You know, I heard you saying, you know, basically people want you to do well until you do. You know, I remember when Trump went on The View and, you know, there were hugs and kisses to go around. And, of course, you know, you read my story about, you know, people wanted me to do well until I did. Just to give you an example, there's a particular gas station where I would gas up, and the owner knew me. So he would allow me to gas up first and then pay. So I went in this one day, and I said, pump number 5, please. And this one woman said, you got to pay first, honey. I said, ma'am, I'm a small businessman. You know, they let me gas up first. And she says, well, la-dee-da. Yeah, they don't want you to do well. I mean, briefly, I don't know how much time I have. I remember back in the 90s, CNN did a story about a man who lived in the St. Louis ghetto. And the only thing he knew was pizza, fast food. So he goes and takes a business management course, a restaurant management course at his local community college. He opens a little restaurant. Everyone thinks it's great. He opens 3 more restaurants. Everyone thinks it's great. He buys a Mercedes-Benz because he's doing so well, and the people say, huh, who does he think he is? He opens a 5th little pizza restaurant, and he moves his family to an upper-middle-class neighborhood. Everyone in that St. Louis neighborhood boycotted his original restaurant. Why? Because he forgot where he came from. So, yeah, that's the way people think, and that's what I've seen. See you later, guys.
Yeah, no, misery loves company. And, you know, if we're of sound mind and heart, we want to see those around us, especially those that we care about or love. We want to see them succeed. But, yes, there's a certain kind of ambivalence there, I guess, when they're succeeding and you're not. And, for a lot of people, mm-hmm. that's difficult to deal with. I think that's a lot of it is a human condition, but I think it is much worse amongst those who don't have much.
Right.
And when they see you succeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is sad, isn't it? I want everybody in America to win. Coming up next, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Talk about a couple of taxes that the folks said yes to. We'll get into that in minutes. 97.3 The Sky.